right, here we go. I am Jeff K. This is The Jeff K. Show. We're broadcasting once again from deep, deep underneath a nondescript home in suburban Pennsylvania. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks for finding us. Thanks for listening. And all that jazz. Also, I want to thank you guys especially for your support at Patreon. You're the best. These Thursday shows are just for you. They're thank you shows for the patrons and they're for your ears only. I hope you're enjoying them. I love recording them. I put the exact same amount of effort into the Thursday shows as I do the Monday shows. So there's no difference. You're just getting a bonus. You're just getting a bonus episode that most people can't hear. So I hope you're enjoying them. I'm casting them straight to your pod on a semi-regular basis. Well, actually, it's a regular basis. I haven't missed too many. I took the week of Christmas off, and I took the week off when we went to Las Vegas. I think that's the only two I've ever missed, the only 2 weeks. So it's been consistent. Hope you guys are enjoying these things. They're my way of saying thank you. You guys are the best, and that's it. If I forget to thank you on Thursday, it's just an oversight. Don't read anything into it. I'm kind of an idiot when it gets right down to it. I forget shit all the time. So anyway, and thank you guys for asking. But I am feeling a little bit better. On the Monday episode, I was a mess. Physical mess. I felt like I was on the mend. I think that was a phantom, though. That was a phantom mend. It wasn't a genuine mend. As soon as I started talking, maybe like 10, 15 minutes into it, you know, everything started breaking down on me. I had to hit the pause button multiple times and just cough and cough and cough. It was a mess. I mean, it was quite a sight in here. One time I felt like I was going to pass out, you know, coughing so much. And it reminded me of my old, my cousin. I have a cousin. This is a story I heard, not directly from him, but I did hear it about him. He's a truck driver and large man. Large man. He also is a heavy smoker. So supposedly he was driving the West Virginia Turnpike, hauling a tractor trailer full of hogs. The man was hauling hogs on the West Virginia Turnpike. And he had some kind of protracted coughing fit, SIG induced, I'm guessing, coughing fit, blacked out behind the wheel, crashed the truck, and all these hogs are running around. They got loose. And all these damaged hogs, these hogs that got hurt. So the whole entire West Virginia Turnpike is full of, limping hogs. So I guess it runs in the family. You know, if I'd have passed out behind the mic, you know, just carrying on the family tradition, I guess. Thankfully, that didn't happen. Today, I feel better. I'm still not great, you know. There's a lot of people sick at my job, and that's probably where I got it. I mean, undoubtedly, because everybody has this thing, and everybody's complaining about how it lingers. And I'm here to tell you, I can confirm. Feels like it should be over. Should have been over several days ago. Still hanging on. I do feel better. I feel a lot better, but it's not 100%. God, enough is enough. Move on. God, let's move on. Can we? All right. Enough about my sicknesses. I was going to talk to you. Every podcast, I listen to a lot of podcasts. Well, not as much as I used to, because I don't have as much free time as I once did. But I still listen to them. I love them. I listen to a lot of them. And everybody's talking about their New Year's resolutions. Seems kind of cliched and predictable, but That's what everybody's talking about. And I don't really do those, although I have. I'm not gonna make some grand proclamation. I do not believe in New Year's. No, I mean, I'm not that deep. I mean, I don't put any thought. I mean, seriously. It's just, I don't know, it seems kind of stupid at this point because I never stick to them. I know that's a cliche too. It's all cliches. The whole world is just full of cliches. So I don't stick to them. It's stupid, and I don't do them anymore. But I have. In the past, one of my darkest hours came after I made a public New Year's resolution that I was going to do the some kind of diet, Long Beach or something. I mean, I was reading up on this thing, and I don't think I bought the book, but I read it. There's shitloads of websites and stuff. Seems so easy. Seems like, you know, basically you're just eating, you know, meat and vegetables. I said, hey, that's what I grew up on. That's pretty much what I ate when I was a kid. And I was skinny, baby. So, you know, let's do it again. So on paper, it seems really easy. A little bit of work, you know, you have to cook all these veggies all the time. Or as the guy at my local Subway calls it, wedgies. What kind of wedgies? anyway, so there's some more prep work than usual, but you know, the payoff. And you can eat like tons and tons of vegetables. And so I thought, shit, I can do that. I like vegetables. It's not going to be a problem. I'm gonna hit this thing out of the ballpark. So on day two, I was about ready to slit my own throat. Thing about it is, it's the salads. And I don't know. I feel like I don't remember. I think I was trying to be too by the book on this thing. And they, for some reason, you're not supposed to use it. There's like this conspiracy, and I don't know if that's the exact right word, but there's this movement, I guess, against iceberg lettuce. Oh, that is lowbrow, unsophisticated food. You can't eat iceberg lettuce, and there's no nutrients in there. I'm not eating it for nutrients, bitch. I'm eating it because I like it. It doesn't do you any harm. So, you know, why am I being pressured into eating slimy-ass lettuce? You know, slippery lettuce. I can't. Yeah, that stuff sucks. I like salad. Why you gotta ruin it by being so, you know, so sophisticated? Where's that from? I don't know. It's from a song. Anyway, I don't know. So I was eating those slimy, I mean, it was like, I feel like there were briars in there. I don't know, thorns. Like a salad filled with thorns. It just like ruined something I like, you know. I mean, that's half the battle right there. I like salads. I eat them every day. But I'm not eating that slimy lettuce. That stuff that kills you all the time. Every time you find out about some kind of a lettuce emergency, and it seems like there's one like every 3 months there's a lettuce emergency. It's always that slimy shit, and it's never the iceberg. The iceberg is tried and true. That's the good stuff. So anyway, I was eating that crap, and you eat this like boring ass, like just a white piece of chicken. And it's never enough food. You have these visions. I'll just eat like a ton of carrots and onions and stuff and whatever, you know, and potatoes and stuff. I don't know. I can't remember. But anyway, it's never enough. Starving, eating. I gotta eat another one of these slimy lettuce bowls of lettuce. Oh God! So I pulled the plug on that shit real fast. Didn't lose 1 pound. May have gained weight. I don't know. Anyway, that's one of the ones where I made a grand proclamation publicly. I think I wrote about it on the website. and that shit didn't pan out. So I don't do them anymore. However, I do have some plans for the new year, 2019, and I'll tell you about them now. These aren't resolutions. These are my plans. Last year, for the first time in probably 10 years, we did some traveling. All four of us went to Myrtle Beach, flew down there, drove down to Allentown, jumped on an airplane. Felt like 15 minutes later, we were getting off in Myrtle Beach. It was like the fastest. It was like super fast. I was like, wow, this is awesome. Rented a SUV and stayed at this place called Paradise Resorts, facing the ocean way up in a tower, Nice place. Awesome. That was a great trip. And then Tony and I went to Las Vegas for our 25th wedding anniversary, if you can believe it. We went out there, and so we did some actual traveling in 2018. I don't know if we're going to be able to replicate that in 2019, but we are going to do some traveling. And unfortunately, it feels like a lot of it's going to be in cars. It's not going to be, unless something changes. We'll see how that goes. Right now, we're planning to go in cars to the two that we have planned. And, we'll make the best of it. But the plans are, the ones we got in the books, is in early April. This one's already paid for, at least the motel has paid for. So there's no backing out of this one. We're going to go to Myrtle Beach again, but we're going to drive down there. It is far. You can drive down to Allentown, jump on a plane, and before you even get your headphones on, they're descending, preparing for landing. But we're going to be driving down there. It's going to take like 10 hours. So I don't know. I can see it's just going to be me and Tony. Kids are not going to go on this one. And we're staying at that motel, the one I told you about, a couple months ago. It's an old motel on the wrong side of the road. It's not on the side where the ocean is. It's called Ocean Boulevard. It runs parallel to the ocean. And, creatively named Ocean Boulevard. One side between Ocean Boulevard and the ocean itself is these big, giant places, like the place we stayed at last year. And on the other side, which is the less desirable side, there's all these old motels from back in the 50s or 60s. And a lot of them are run down. I don't know what the hell's going on in there. Some of them are okay looking. Others look like there might be some kind of whoring situation. Might be some kind of drugging and whoring going on in there. Maybe some transactions being taken place around dick sucking. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. But anyway, there's a whole bunch of them up and down the road, dating back to the 50s, 60s. And the ones that are cool looking, look really retro, and you can tell they're from that era. People are snatching those things up. Companies, I guess, are snatching those things up and pouring money into them and bringing them back because they have some kind of retro appeal to hipsters and youngsters, millennials, and people like me and Tony, I guess. So we got some kind of great deal. I think it was a Black Friday deal, as a matter of fact. They had a one-day sale. We paid for already a week at one of those motels built in 1963. They got that thing. They put millions of dollars into it, refurbished it. We'll see how it goes. I'm a little hesitant. But anyway, we're going to drive down there. And the 10-hour drive, I think that's what it said. Going down, it'd be exciting. Because, we got a week of fun, ahead of us. So that part might not be too bad. Then we'll be heading into the south, which is where I feel at home. So that'll be exciting. We'll be that part might not be so bad. Although I'm going to have a terrible case of phantom ass syndrome by the time I get about 2/3 of the way into this thing. My ass will be dead. You know, I just have dead ass. So that's going to be a long day, but we'll do it. And but you know what's going to be 10,000 times worse? Coming back. That could lead to divorce. I don't know. It could be a bad day because there's nothing to look forward to coming back. That's just going to be torture with no payoff at the end. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I don't know if this is a good idea, but unless something changes between now and then, unless we get some kind of great deal on a rental car and airfare, that's what's going to happen. So that's in early April. By the way, one of the things we're going to do while we're down there is we're going to look at some of the communities, local communities nearby, and the housing market, maybe like condominiums, because we're thinking about doing one more relocation before it's all over. We're thinking about maybe moving down in that area. So we're gonna do some investigating. We're gonna look at some, you know, places to live, how much it cost, the surrounding areas. I know there's some areas of that place that are rough, and we want to be far away from that, obviously. So we're gonna take a look around, explore, and investigate our maybe retirement days, which is not exactly right around the corner, but we want to have a plan. So that's one of the reasons why we're going down there, and, you know, to have fun, of course. So that's in early April. We're going to stay at that motel on the wrong side of Ocean Boulevard, and we'll see how it goes. It should be fun. We'll have fun. Doesn't matter. Except for the drive back. That might not be fun. In fact, I know it won't be. So we'll see. The other trip that we have penciled in is in August. Tony loves tennis. And for years we've considered going to the U.S. Open. They have bus tours where you pay, you know, you take a bus over there. It's in New York City, so I think it's in Queens, I think. So not exactly in New York City, but one of the outer boroughs. And it's a mess. I'm a little intimidated to drive into something like that. So they have a bus tour that you can take. It's fairly expensive. I mean, it's not cost prohibitive, but it's not cheap either. And it sells out really fast. So a few years we've actually said, let's do it. And then, we don't know when the tickets go on sale. And then, you know, by the time we realize it, the thing's sold out. I don't know why they don't add extra tours if the thing is so popular, but they don't. And, so we've never actually gone. It's something we've talked about for years, U.S. Open. And, but there's another tournament in Cincinnati, Ohio. Do I need to say Ohio? Is it necessary that I add the state on in there? It's like, I'm from Chicago, Illinois. Okay. I didn't think it was Chicago, Arizona, dick. All right. So anyway, we're thinking about, there's a tournament in August, and it has the exact same, you know, the same players in it. And, and it's more accessible to human beings, to normal human beings. You can actually get tickets to this thing, and it doesn't cost a fortune. And, you know, it's the driving is not super intimidating. So, we're going and then it's in Cincinnati, right? Home of my beloved Cincinnati Reds. So we checked the schedule. It all corresponds. The Red, get this, during the week of the tournament, the Reds are in town pretty much the entire time, but one of the nights is Johnny Bench bobblehead night. Oh yeah. So Johnny Bench bobblehead night, I think it's a Saturday, we'll fall into that week. I said, hell yeah, let's do it up. So the plan is to drive over there. That's like 8 hours. That's going to be a long day too. Not as long as Myrtle Beach, but still long. So unless we can find some other way of doing it, we're going to drive over there. We're going to go to, I said, why don't we go to multiple Reds games? I mean, they're home. Let's go to like, she goes, no, I don't think so. One is enough. So I'm limited to one game. And it's got to be Saturday night, Johnny Bench bobblehead night. We're going to go to that game. And then we're going to go to the tennis tournament, which I have no issue with. That'll be fun. I like tennis. How could you not like tennis? So that'll be fun. And we'll just hang around. We'll explore Cincinnati. We'll stay at some place halfway decent. Probably have some alcoholic beverages while we're there. I can't predict the future, but I would guess there'll be some alcoholic beverages consumed during this thing. So that'll be fun. So that's also just me and Tony. I don't know if we're going to be doing any giant trips with the boys this year. We'll see. But those are the two trips that we, at this point, are definites. And it feels like we should add one more in there somewhere. I don't know. Because April to August, that's a long time. So that's what we have in the books. Also, on a more personal, on a me level, I have this book idea. Dropbox, you know, the program Dropbox, which is like a cloud-based storage. I have folders in there. In my Dropbox, of all these various projects that I've started and abandoned. I mean, the internet is littered with projects I've started and then abandoned. But there's one. It's a book. It's a novel that I started several years ago. The premise nags at me. It's one of those things like, that's a really good premise, you know? So I keep thinking about it all the time. The other day I went in there, I opened it up, and the manuscript was in Word, where it was a Word document. So I've been writing in something called Scrivener. So this was a long time ago. So this was pre-Scrivener. I wrote this thing in Word, and I reread it. I have like 5,000 words in the can. Yeah, it's pretty funny. Surprisingly funny, as a matter of fact, because I can remember as I was writing that thing, I was in a, I don't know, dark spot. I mean, I was like depressed. Had nothing to do with the book. It's just the chemicals in my brain weren't mixing correctly. I was just depressed while I was writing that thing. Yeah, struggle with that a little bit. I'm not talking about clinical depression. I have bouts of melancholy. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what I don't remember. When I was writing that thing, I felt like, I don't know, when I think back on it, it's not a positive memory. However, when I read the manuscript, what I've written so far, 5,000 words, I'd say, somewhere in that neighborhood, it's pretty freaking funny. And the premise, like I said, is solid, really good. So I think I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to revisit that. I'm going to fire that project back up, and I'm going back into the Yurt Village. They open up on April 5th, I think. I checked into it, and early April, maybe like during the first week of April, you can start renting them again. So I think I'm going to, sometime in April when we get back from Myrtle Beach, maybe I'm going to rent a yurt for 3 nights, and I'm going to get this thing fired up. I'm going to jumpstart this thing. In between now and then, I'm going to create a solid outline for it, Because, you know, one of the things with my other novel, Crossroads Road, is I didn't really have a solid outline. I had an idea for specific scenes, but even when I was writing it, I didn't know how the thing was going to end, which is no way to go about it. I mean, come on. And in fact, I'm pretty happy with that book. It's not, you know, the structure of it is not, it's not exactly sound, but it's funny. I think it's definitely funny. But I'm gonna get better with the structure, and I'm gonna have the ending nailed down before I start it. I'm gonna have all that. This is the plan. Hope this is not one of these Long Beach diet situations. The plan is to have a solid as a rock outline before April, when the Yurt Village opens up again, and I'm gonna have that in place. I know how it's gonna end, and I'll be happy with the outline. And then I'm gonna go in there, I'm gonna take my laptop out there for 3 days, and get this shit started again. I'm gonna try to get. And also, by the way, the plan is it's going to be 55,000 words. On the old Crossroads Road, the goal was 65,000. And because that was, you know, back in those days, it was the early days of self-publishing and all this. There was no, in fact, I tried to sell it. I had a agent at that point. He's like, nah, I don't think so. Yeah, I think we're going to pass on this little gem that you've created here. But back in those days, 65,000 was the minimum. There were like all these hard and fast rules. If you want a novel, it has to be 65,000 words. That's what they used to say. But now that we have ebooks, yeah, who's making these rules? There are no rules. If I want it to be 55,000, then that's the way it's going to be, you know. Too bad. And so there's no rules anymore. In fact, it's better, because you can get books now that are nonfiction. Like, say, there's this guy, James Scott Bell is his name. He writes all these how-to books on writing. He's like the best writing teacher in the world, in my opinion. And I took a class from him out in California. Anyway, he writes these books. Like, one of them will be about, dialogue, you know, how to improve writing dialogue, like, tips and stuff. And the thing's, like, 90 pages long or something, you know? That's all you need. If this was in so it costs, like, $4. You download it to your Kindle. It's $4. Specifically about dialogue. And it's just, like, there's no fat, you know? He just has, like, examples. He tells you, you know, how you can improve that part of your writing. And it's simple, it's short. You don't need to. So if he wrote a book like that back in early 90s, or no, in the 90s, I'd say, you know, before Kindle came along, they'd say, well, you have to make this thing 275 pages long. So you're going to have to add. So the thing would be loaded with all kinds of fluff, you know. Now there's no rules. The whole internet / ebook thing. There are no rules. So my goal, 55,000 words. It doesn't need to be dragged out. And that's what I'm gonna do. I already got 5,000 in the can. Not 100% happy with it, but I can rework that before April as well. So that's the plan. Those are the three big. That's the three plans I have for 2019, more to come. I want to keep traveling, and I want to get this book done, and I'm going to continue with the podcast and the Surf Report. These are all my plans for 2019. If you have any, let me know what they are. Leave them in the comments. Where are the comments? I don't know. There's comments somewhere, or email me. I don't, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? All right, we're at the end of this thing. God, can you believe this? And I'm not saying I'm a professional broadcaster. And I'm not saying I'm not. You know where we are? This is a 30-minute podcast, and I'm finished. And you know where we are right now? 29:56. 4 seconds. Oh, my God. All right. I hope you guys have yourselves a great weekend. I'll be back on Monday over at the whole network. And so you guys have a great weekend. Thanks again for the support. I'll see ya. Bye. I'm not eating up for nutrients, bitch.